God is going to do everything he said he's going to do, and he wants you to be there. You see, I put that a certain way on purpose. No one's going to thwart the plans and purposes of God. He's going to do them with you or without you. It'd be nice if it was with you. It'll take a lot of pressure off certain people. But if you won't be there, he's still going to do them. You'll just get to watch. Now, that's not a threatening thing. That's a fact of biblical life. No personal prophetic calling or word is carved in stone. We have too many people who fell out of it, who went into it, who jumped ahead in it. I mean, we have all the examples. We can sit down and do pages of these babies. But we do have examples of what is carved in stone, and God is doing what God is going to do. It says, I search for a man, he said. It says again, who will go for me? This sounds volunteer language to me. You know, I'd like to use you in this position, and you mean a lot to me, but it's a funny thing about the world, where they say it's all about the politics of business, who you can impress and who you can please and who you can schlau up, as we used to say when we were kids, and bribe or whatever the case may be. And we get used to that, we get saved and think it's going to be about the same kind of game, and it's not. Only God can give you the favor you need to succeed, and you keep trying to do it in your flesh. Sincere flesh, righteous flesh, honest flesh, good flesh, gifted, talented flesh. You keep thinking that, and you've limited yourself. Because God's thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. Eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard. Hey, it hasn't entered into the hearts of men and women. What God has prepared. You say, well, I know exactly what that's talking about. Yes, I know, and I know exactly what that principle is too. It's the truth. I'm here to daringly say to you in the name of Jesus Christ that his plans for your life are bigger than you are, more important than you can imagine. They're as real as the air you breathe. And it's about time you let God be God in your life. Stop catering for you and your problems and where you're coming from. God said something incredible to me. I mentioned it to David the other day when we were visiting nicely. He said to me, the fact of the matter is you have to stop thinking that the things that you enjoyed that were special and wonderful in your past have any relevance on your life at all today. Exactly. They don't. Do you understand that every precious relationship you had yesterday, every great experience, every house, every car, it's irrelevant. You need to stop saying, oh, I'd like to see that again, and I'd like to see that. You need to stop that kind of talk, which is not true. It played its part 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 14 years ago. They were important to you then, yes. They're not important to you now, or they'd be here.
That's right.
Oh, I'm not being ugly. I'm telling you the truth. Because if you're a sentimentalist like me, and I'm born faithful, I don't know how to give up on anything or anyone. I mean, you get me, and you got a lifer. And the hardest thing in my world is to imagine not being concerned about this one and that one. I mean, I pray for my first friend, Keith Bardwell, and his wife every day. And I haven't seen them since I don't even know. He was my friend when I was 4 and 5 years old. I'll never give up on Keith. I'm planning on seeing him in heaven, and that's just all there is to it. Haven't heard from him in so many years, I don't even know what to say. I'm praying for people who won't even talk to me. Yeah. I don't quit on people. But you know something? They need me. I don't need them. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They need me to keep praying.
Yeah.
They need me to keep believing.
Yeah.
I don't need my daughter. I'd love her to be right here down the street. I'd like her to be sitting right there. I don't need her. She needs me.
That's right.
She needs me to be who I always was.
Amen.
And she knew me to be, and I am. She needs me to be praying and speaking out the word and reminding God and the spirit world of what the call is on her life. She needs me. I could actually complete the call of God on my life beautifully and never see her again. It would be sad. There'd be a spot she missed out on, but I could do it. and so could you. Yes. The truth of the matter is, you are trying to hold your psyche hostage to sentimental stuff that's a lot of guff. I hope that's a good word. It's an American thing I heard. Stuff that you just think is so important and so necessary and so needful. It's a lie. If God thought it was, he'd have given it to you. He'd have brought it to you.